Yo, Godzilla, this is Kong, and I know we had our problems the last movie. I know they've been trying to keep us separated, but we really need you to stop the end of the world right now.
What did you say?
Flagpole.
Take your stinking paw off me, you damn 38!
No!
You're a wizard, Harry.
In spite of everything you've done for them,
eventually they will hate you.
And I care! What is the deal?
No, do me a favor, Captain. Go fuck yourself.
Language!
Why so serious?
What's your favorite scary movie?
I'm Vengeance.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Well, I got this sick-ass power-up. We'll get more into that in a moment, because there's going to be spoilers for this movie. But I guess we can start with non-spoilers. We're talking about Godzilla Kong, the new empire, which just came out this weekend.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be one of the... Another, I feel like another success for the MonsterVerse here.
I hope so. I went opening night. There were a decent amount of people in the theater, so... I hope it's making money right now.
It's got an audience score of 93%. The critic score is 55, but you know, on Rotten Tomatoes, the audience score is 90. So 93.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you enjoyed if you enjoyed Godzilla versus Kong, I don't see why you wouldn't enjoy this.
It's really fun, like extremely fun.
Human characters aren't the most interesting, but I mean, people say that about most of these movies, that the humans aren't that interesting, but it's not about the humans. It's about the monsters. It's about Kong. It's about Godzilla. And there are a few more Titans in this one, which makes it all the funner.
Yeah. I feel like this movie, is going to benefit though, because the only other movie is in theaters right now is Ghostbusters, which who the fuck wants to go see Ghostbusters? Kung Fu Panda 4.
Monkey Man is coming out next week, though. That's the Dave Patel directed, Jordan Peele produced action thriller movie, and it's got super good reviews. So I think it'll be a threat next week. But as of now, yeah, Godzilla Kong is the thing to see.
Yeah, but is that movie going to be like a blockbuster type movie, you know?
I don't think it's going to be to the level that Godzilla Kong is, like that type of blockbuster, but I think it is going to make money because I know Jordan Peele's name carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, because he's made a bunch of bad movies that people like.
Bad movie? Have you even seen one of his movies?
Name three of his movies.
Get Out, Us.
Yeah, that movie's fucking boring.
Get Out?
Nope is stupid, and Us is weird, and it's kind of annoying.
I don't believe you've seen at least two of those.
I've not seen Get Out.
Oh, well, Get Out.
I've not seen Nope. Oh, I have seen Us. We were asking me that earlier.
Yeah,
yeah, there's like the twist at the end that they're like everybody's a fucking copy or some shit.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that movie's fucking stupid. I was so bored throughout that entire movie.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since it came out. Me and Everest were planning on doing an episode on Jordan Peele stuff, so those three that he's directed, and he produced the new Candyman back in 2021, so we'll probably just kind of dismiss all those. Us, I'm rewatching, though, because it's the one I remember the least, but this episode isn't about Jordan Peele.
Yeah, but anyways, the MonsterVerse, though, hopefully, I hope they continue this. I don't really know where they can go from here, but the thing is, it's a fucking monster movie, so, you know, who the fuck cares? Just keep rebuilding the cities and keep letting the monsters destroy them.
I mean, if you're a fan of monsters leveling things and leveling each other, you'll enjoy this movie. At least you'll enjoy over half of this movie. I don't think there's ever a moment where, like, the human characters are on screen for too long, because every time I started to kind of feel like that, it cut to, like, Kong or cut to Godzilla. I'm like, okay, thank you, thank you. You at least paced this pretty well.
Yeah, I don't know, you said you didn't really like the human characters. I didn't dislike them exactly, but I wasn't, like, overjoyed when I seen them. You get introduced to a new character called Trapper. He's pretty cool.
Yeah,
he's kind of funny.
I felt most of the characters just kind of felt one-dimensional, and they had, like, one specific thing to do in the movie. The little deaf girl, I literally just feel like she was used kind of as a plot device to further the plot along the whole thing. with the tribe, which we'll get more into in spoilers. And obviously, she's the only one that can actually communicate with Kong. So she's kind of, she literally, they take her there for that specific reason, because she can communicate with Kong. Which, I mean, it makes sense, but, and it was established the last movie, so I don't, it's not a major complaint of mine. But Trapper is really, like, the only character that didn't feel one-dimensional to me. Like, he felt like a real person. Like, it felt like a guy you could just run into in the real world and be like, oh, this guy is kind of quirky and weird, and he's a dentist.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably just, I didn't hate him as much as you, not that saying you hated him, but I just didn't dislike him as much. I do feel like the little girl was like a plot device or whatever. Yeah, that's true. I think Trapper, yeah, he's like kind of the most real. I can't remember who the conspiracy theorist guy was, but he's the guy who was about like Thomas the Tank Engine stuff in Bullet Train.
Yeah, he was in he was in the last movie too, right?
Yeah, he was in Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yeah. But, he was in Bullet Train. He was Tangerine, bro. He was he was Aaron Taylor Johnson's brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude. Fun movie.
I don't know. I liked him in this. I mean, I thought he was funny. Kind of like the way he's just like, him and Trapper have a conversation. He's like, you know, you start putting this all over the internet and stuff, then, you know, you're going to ruin these people's lives and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, like, this, like, is magic. And what's going to happen after, once you put it out there?
You know, after you save the world the first time, and then he's like, can I get you to say that last thing again? And he's recording him. Because it's like, apparently Monarch had denied that, you know, he helped him or anything like that, and all this other stuff. But
as any big corporation would do in the real world.
Godzilla is, we kind of leave. So we come into the movie, and Kong is just, he's just running Middle Earth. He's basically just king, you know?
Middle Earth,
my bad. Hollow Earth. He's just king.
I'm like, imagine Kong. Imagine a Godzilla or Kong. Imagine Kong in the Lord of the Rings universe. Like, how would that go over? Just imagine him in the elf village.
Saruman would corrupt his mind.
Oh yeah. Well, Saruman is dead.
Sauron.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Those movies are great. But yeah, Kong is just, he's got a little toothache in Hollow Earth. He's just kind of looking for a family. He's got an infected tooth, though, so that's why he comes back to, I guess we can just go into spoilers from here on. If you enjoyed Godzilla vs. Kong, I'd recommend seeing Godzilla Kong New Empire. You can kind of decide if you want to go to the theater or wait for it to be on streaming. You know yourself well enough. But it's a fun movie, and I overall enjoyed my experience with it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I think this one, though, I think the sound for the monsters was the worst, in my opinion.
Maybe? I didn't pay, like, super close attention to this.
I don't know. I don't know why I feel that way, but I feel like that was the worst for some reason. It's not saying it was bad, but it was the worst out of all the other movies.
Their utilization of the soundtrack was so weird to me, because they'd play a song for, like, 30 to 45 seconds and then just stop. And I'm like, why is this even here? Like, you didn't really need that. It just kind of felt like they felt they needed music in the movie that wasn't the score. And I was like, I thought the soundtrack was pretty good too, but I'm like, why are you just playing this for like 30 seconds and then stopping? It doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I guess we can move into spoilers. I mean, there's really not a whole lot to say. They basically open up the plot of this movie. Well, yeah, pretty quick. Now we're in spoilers, so if you get the movie spoiled for you, it's your fault.
Yeah, because, so what Godzilla is doing this whole movie, well, at least the first half of the movie, is literally he's just going from country to country, more or less, and absorbing all of its radiation, getting a major power-up. And that's Godzilla's role, like, this movie. And the only time they bring up Godzilla is like when they're talking about Kong and Godzilla being separated. Like, oh, we can't have these two meet up again because it could cause an all-out war. We remember what happened the last time. They got to stay in their own territories. We got to keep them separated. And Kong, he's got a little toothache, like I was mentioning, and he comes up to just regular old Earth. He's like, yo, I got a toothache. My tooth really hurts. So Trapper comes in. And I look, there's a few times you see a Titan's tooth in this movie. And their teeth are literally, like, 10 times the size of a human being.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's pretty crazy.
I'm like, holy crap, bro. Yeah, I wouldn't have never gathered that without seeing it close up, because since we're in spoilers, later on, Scar King loses a tooth, and it's just as big, and it literally almost squashes, like, mm-hmm. a crowd of people. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it puts into perspective how giant they actually are.
So Trapper pulls out Godzilla's tooth and they put like a some sort of like metal replacement tooth in. I'm not sure exactly what it was made out of. Do what?
Kong's tooth, not Godzilla's.
Oh yeah, my bad. Kong's tooth, yeah. And he's like, yeah, he could crunch through the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Without like, and I'm like, God damn, you know? That's fucking crazy. That's some strong, that's a strong tooth right there.
Bro, and all the apes are laughing at it later in the movie. I'm like, bro, that's not cool. Like the Scar King points it out and he's like, eh, and starts laughing. Dude, like the Joker.
What's crazy is like, so what's crazy is the whole time Kong's on the surface, though, the only thing that they're trying to do is get him back in Hollow Earth. That's it. You remember the, all the conversations they're having? They're like, yeah, we don't want Godzilla to find this guy. Like, hurry up, get him back down there.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, because they know, well, right now he's not powerful enough to even take Godzilla on one-on-one, so they don't want Kong harmed. Because they know what happened last movie.
It's like... It's like Monarch has like kind of everybody's kind of well, all the world governments are like, you know, fuck this Godzilla guy. And Monarch's basically just being like, dude, he is saving you from Titans. Like,
because he's the one protecting you from all these other threats.
Yeah. Now, he might kill a bunch of people, but he's keeping world domination from happening from one Titan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like. Another thing that I did notice in this movie, and you may have noticed, did you see when they were tracking him? Did you see what Godzilla's Titan name was?
What? What was it? I didn't notice.
It was Gojira.
Gojira.
Yeah, which is the original, I'm pretty sure the original name for Godzilla, which was pretty cool.
Ah.
Yeah, from Japan. Yeah, so that was a cool little callback thing. But like, and they don't really want them two to fight. Like, again, it's not like they're trying to use Kong to kill Godzilla for anything. They just want them separated because Kong isn't fucking with anybody. He's just doing his own thing. Godzilla isn't just tearing shit up to tear shit up. He's literally just protecting the Earth, you know? Like, the people used to worship him because what he did is he protected the Earth. You know, all the buildings can be rebuilt and shit. Now, it sucks that he's killing all these people in these cities and stuff, but, I mean, whatever. You know, at least you have a city left afterwards, somewhat of one.
I mean, if Godzilla if Godzilla wasn't there and there's just the Titan running rampant on the city, there would be far more casualties because Godzilla stops it before making it too far.
Yeah, but he did find a new home, though, which I found absolutely adorable.
Oh, the Colosseum?
Yeah, he just curls up in it like a fucking dog.
And later on in the movie when they're showing him sleeping in it and like all the people are like just kind of looking like, oh, this is where this dude's chilling. Let's not fuck with him. Oh, yeah, it was great. It was like literally the perfect fit. Well, he broke some of it off, but mostly the perfect fit. He fit perfectly inside of that, curled up in the ball, had a good night's rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That was a good little ongoing gag. And I mean, Godzilla is the ultimate warrior, right? So why not sleep in Colosseum?
Yeah. So Kong finds, though, so it's like basically that's where we leave Godzilla. Well, let's get all the Godzilla shit out of the way. So like you said, Godzilla's just powering up, right, for something to happen.
Yeah.
So
he's just powering up and fucking Titans up along the way. That's basically all you're seeing Godzilla do until he meets Kong.
So he goes and he kills this one Titan in like Antarctica or something like that, that he like absorbs radiation or something like that, solar radiation. So Godzilla kills him and then like goes to sleep kind of after that and absorbs all this radiation. That's where we leave him. And then he's out of the movie for like, what would you say, like 20, 30 minutes maybe?
Yeah, probably something like that. Like,
so we cut back to Kong, though. He gets his new tooth and he goes back and he finds more monkeys like him. And he's like, what the fuck's going on? And he finds his baby one and he's like, yo, little guy, what's going on? And then he gets like bombarded, bum rushed by a couple other apes.
And all these apes like, are like savage looking. Like they don't look like normal apes.
Yeah, they're like Koba level apes kind of stuff.
Yeah. It looks like they've been tortured or experimented on or something along those lines. It does not look like
more
they've
been tortured.
Yeah, it does not look like they've been, you know, living a normal life.
Yeah. So Kong kind of fucks these apes up and the little guy's like, ah, shit, you know, I'm going to fuck this guy up. So he tries to fuck up King Kong. King Kong just fucks him. He just he just throws the little guy. He tosses him around a little bit. He doesn't like hurt him real bad, but anyways, he's like, all right, show me where all these monkeys were coming from, bro. And the little guy's like, oh, whimper, whimper, whimper. And so he does. He tries to, like, kill him a few times along the way. But Kong's, like, you know, smarter than that. Like, he leads him into some water and a giant titan, like, tries to attack him. And that the little guy's running away.
Battle with the sea serpent.
Yeah, then you see, like, the axe that he got from the last movie, like, land in front of the little guy. And then you just see Kong, like, walking through, like, eating the serpent thing. And the little guy's like, damn, this guy's kind of fucking badass. And,
oh, yeah, he just throws his head in front of him.
Yeah. So there's this whole little subplot with the little girl. I guess it's not subplot, it's the main plot. But the little girl from the last movie is, like, the last remaining person from her tribe. So,
yeah, the main theme in this is definitely family, because it's all about Kong trying to find a family, and it's about this little girl. Like, the doctor is her mother, she's her family, but she's also got this lost tribe that's family, so, like, she finds her lost family and reconnects with that, and her, you know, so family is, like, definitely the main thing.
Yeah, so, I don't know, it's,
so the whole thing with the girl is tribe, like, I guess, wanted her to come to Hollow Earth, and they led her to their section of Hollow Earth so that she could resurrect, or, yeah, she could awaken Mothra. That was, like, literally her whole purpose, this movie. This girl can communicate with Kong, and she's there to awaken Mothra. That's her role in this movie.
Yeah, pretty much. That's literally it. So,
before we get to Mothra, though, we've already talked about Kong and fighting the sea serpent and his relationship with the little monkey. Should we talk about Scar King?
Well, that's what I was about to get into. So there was a giant war a long time ago of all these apes and Godzilla and the apes lived. One ruled Hollow Earth, one ruled the top side, or something like that.
Something like that. Essentially, the apes, the ruler was the Scar King, and he was trying to reach the surface to basically bring about world domination.
Well, yeah, he wasn't necessarily the ruler. He overtook everything and took over and was, like, kind of a douchebag. So that was his whole deal.
Yeah, that doesn't change. He stays a douchebag.
Yeah. So he shows up and he's just like, I'm totally gonna, like, fuck everything up. Well, Godzilla, like, it almost killed him, apparently, but he managed to seal the apes, like, in this area where King Kong ends up finding them. He seals them away and whatnot. And that's what Skull Island was. Skull Island was like an exile place for Kong's family because they got fucking taken over by the Scar King or whatever his name was. I'm pretty sure it was like exile. It was either exile or they were guarding so he couldn't. I don't remember. It was something like that. It didn't really make a whole lot of sense.
They were trying to, like, reach the surface, invade, striving for world domination, basically. Godzilla stops them, entraps them in, like, a lifetime of solitude, basically, where they're just working and stuff. But did Godzilla really do that? Because it looks like the Scar King is overseeing all this, and he's the reason all these apes are get tortured.
Well, it's
right
like
now.
They were trying to find a way to get out, you know? Yeah. They had no way out to the surface. So yeah, they're trapped.
The human story was, they said that's because of Godzilla. Godzilla stopped them from reaching the surface. So, like, they were entrapped down here since they could never get past Godzilla. And I assume they're living in fear of Godzilla. But I don't know what changed now. I guess Scar King just grew some balls and he's like, yo, yeah, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to the surface. Godzilla ain't gonna do shit. Well, does he know? Yeah. Kong knows that motherfucker. And he's enslaved Shimu, which is basically just a female version of Godzilla and an ice-breathing version of Godzilla. So instead of atomic breath, she has ice breath.
Yeah, she brought on the last ice age, what they say.
I thought she was pretty cool. I mean, it sucks that she was just being controlled the whole time.
I did too.
But once she breaks free at the end, it's awesome. We'll wait to get to that. We'll talk about the whole final battle.
So, like, Kong rolls up down there, and he's, like, he's stopping these apes from, like, beating each other to death and all this other stuff. And so Scar King rolls up, and he's, like, gets taken off his little throne, and, you know, he's making fun of Kong's tooth, and Kong's like, what the fuck's going on here? And so, like, all this stuff's happening and whatnot. And,
The fact that Godzilla took on this Scar King and this army of apes, though, kind of puts into perspective, like, how powerful of an ape Kong really is. Like, he is king, because Godzilla, like, barely beat him one-on-one, and he took down this army years and years ago.
Yeah, Kong, and the only reason Kong just got overwhelmed. Well, Scar King would have got his ass whipped if he didn't have access to that weapon, which was Shimu or whatever.
Yeah, if he didn't have Shimu, because Shimu literally freezes his arm and he gets frostbite, which, you know,
makes his arm immobilized.
Nerves in his arms are damaged. So, yeah, he can't move his arm. So he's got one arm to fight, which, yeah. A very big disadvantage.
Little guy helps Kong manage to find a way out. So he finds his way out. And Kong has built all of these elaborate traps through Hollow Earth, which I found pretty cool. I don't know about you, but like he built all these traps and stuff. And
they really show how smart Kong is. Like they show him as a technician and a strategist. And I really like that.
Whereas Godzilla's just brute strength, overpower, kill.
Yeah.
And so they do all this stuff and whatever. And how many apes did Kong kill, like, with his traps? Like, two or three, I think. And then one of the apes was just like, yeah, I'm not falling for this stuff here. So, fuck you. I'm not tripping over this bullshit. And little Kong pushes all the stuff down on top of him, which I thought was pretty funny.
And Kong's like, okay. And then he looks up and sees the little guy. He's like, hey, you're finally here to help me. You're not trying to kill me anymore, man? That's awesome.
So because of the little girl and Kong having that connection, they managed to find where the tribe, I don't remember what the tribe is, but they managed to find the tribe and go and get them and do some shit, I guess. Basically, Kong's like, hey, guys, I'm hurt. I need some help again. And they built, like, power-ups for Kong. From the last fight with Godzilla. And so
they say they were developing this at Monarch and it got shut down, but they were far enough with the prototype that like they had a fully functional weapon for Kong. Monarch shut it down because they didn't think making one of the world's most powerful titans, probably the second most powerful titan they know of behind Godzilla, right? More powerful. That's why they shut it down. But yeah. Trapper was like, yeah, we got this prototype. And it's basically fully functional. We just gotta test it out. And it's got these full-on injections. So it's just a giant power glove, essentially, that goes over Kong's arms. And it's got these injections that go into him and, like, heal the nerve damage and just heal his arm completely, basically.
It's a magic drug, pretty much. It's just what ailment do you have? Okay, it's gonna fix that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was a nonsensical. Yeah. It will fix the frostbite. Oh, you got broken hand. Okay, here's some stuff that'll heal the bone, and you got the glove still. You know, it's just kind of didn't really make a lot of sense, but whatever. It was cool at the end of the day.
Yeah, and once they show what it can do against Godzilla, especially.
Yeah. So Kong, the little girl's like, "Yo, we need some help, man. Scar King's gonna be down here in any minute now." And Kong's like, all right, cool. So he comes out at the pyramids in Egypt, and he's like, yo, Godzilla, come at me. And Godzilla's like, I'm on my way. So Godzilla, like, beelines for Kong, like, travels, I don't know, how many thousands of miles to Kong. He's there in, like, just a few minutes. And he's like, Kong's like, all right, look, so I got this guy, all right, in Hollow Earth. Holy shit, he's charging at me and he's not stopping. And that's basically, and then a fight ensues, which I like.
I was hoping not to see them fight again, but like in this context, it made sense. I'm like, okay, Kong is not looking for a fight here. Godzilla's just like, you're on my turf, so I'm coming at you. So I was like, okay, I get that. And especially with Mothra's inclusion, I got it.
Oh yeah, they revived Mothra too. During all this,
Yeah. And
Mothra didn't really do anything. It just got revived and then just kind of was like, all right, I'm going to go to the surface as well.
Well, literally Mothra, I feel like the purpose of Mothra was to stop this fight between Godzilla and Kong, because that's the only reason Godzilla stops.
Well, Mothra is like the protector of the people, right? Or the protector of that tribe anyways. So Mothra could keep Godzilla from just smearing everything, everybody. And so Godzilla and Kong fight, and you basically see Godzilla beat up Kong again, up until he uses the power glove finally.
Yeah, and we get...
Dude, he uses that power glove, and it's like a one-shot KO to Godzilla.
Bro
falls down.
Just that shot of Kong with Godzilla's tail over his shoulder, dragging him to the hole to leap back into Hollow Earth. So badass. I'm like, holy shit, Kong is for real, man. Like, he was for real before, mm-hmm. but he's for real now.
Yeah, I like that. That was pretty good. And then Godzilla starts charging up, yeah. and Kong drops him or whatever.
Kong looks back. He's like, oh. What? Kong looks back at him when he's charging up. He's like, oh, shit. Drops him immediately.
Yeah.
Takes the fuck off.
Yeah. But what I like, though, is Godzilla, he's just a bruiser pretty much, but he's also a tactician as well in a way, because he uses all that sand as to get the advantage on Kong, because Kong can't see what's going on. And then he was literally about to kill Kong, and then Mothra's like, yo, shows up, shoots Godzilla, is like, will you stop it? Come on, I need you to do something. And Godzilla's like, aye, whatever. So he lets Kong up.
Just kind of roars in the sky, he's like, I can stop this Scar King again, fuck that guy.
Yeah, and so they all go down to Hollow Earth, and conveniently, the Scar King shows up. Pretty crazy, right? But earlier in the movie, you find out that one of the monkeys that Mini Kong dropped the rocks on or whatever, he saw where they went. So Scar King shows up and the fight breaks out. Godzilla goes straight after Shimu. Mothra goes basically on cleanup duty. And then Kong and the Scar King go at each other pretty hard.
Yeah, so are Scar King and Shimu original characters? Or do they?
I don't think so.
Okay, so they have lore in the Kaiju universe.
Or my bad. Yes, I think they are original.
They are.
I think they're pretty good
original characters. Like, obviously they don't have much death, but they don't really need that. I think they're pretty cool villains. Well, Shimu is not a villain, but I think Scar King is a pretty good villain, because he's just a total dick and he's pure evil, and sometimes pure evil is all you need in a villain. So
yeah,
I mean, him versus Kong was pretty awesome, and of course, it was mostly Scar King versus Kong and Shimu versus Godzilla, but the whole final battle and the climax was kind of leading up to Shimu's freedom, so they could actually beat the Scar King, because they kind of built up that they can't beat the Scar King as long as he got Shimu under control, because she can literally just freeze everything.
So from what I understand, Shimu is pretty much just created for this movie.
Okay, fair enough. I thought she was a pretty cool original character. Even though I know she's just got a female version of Godzilla with ice breath instead of atomic breath, but still.
Oh, wow. So here's some trivia on Shimu. The cave painting of Shimu seen in Godzilla X Kong, The Hunted, first appeared in Godzilla vs. Kong Call of Duty crossover event.
Call of Duty crossover.
Yeah. Did you ever see that shit?
No, I didn't know.
It was actually pretty cool. In Warzone, you could you would basically just be doing a war while Godzilla and Kong were fighting.
Oh, interesting. I did tell you about the Justice League versus Godzilla versus Kong comics, right? Where Godzilla almost kills Superman. That's how badass Godzilla is.
Yeah.
this final battle between Scar King, Shimu, Godzilla and Kong. Obviously, Godzilla and Kong win it, but I think it's pretty cool how it ends. It obviously... Okay, so it ends with them all trying to get this weapon from Scar King to destroy it to release Shimu. And the one to destroy it is Mini Kong. Little bro Kong. He comes in, destroys that shit. Then Scar King grabs him. He's like, you little... And then Kong just lays that motherfucker out. And Shimu freezes him, and Kong smashes this motherfucker into bits. It was so satisfying to see.
I kind of wish the final battle between like those guys lasted a little bit longer, but I totally understand why it didn't, because dude only was powerful because he was using another Titan, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, you can say what you want about the initial battle with Kong. Like, he could barely take on Kong by himself. Once you put Godzilla in there, you're done for.
I wish there was a way, like, so they all go to the overworld. Like, they all manage to get sucked up through one of the portal things. But I wish there was a way that they could have been separated, where, like, we would see Scar King just versus straight up Kong, or Scar King versus like Godzilla, just kind of have like a one-on-one fight, and then you could have Shimu bail out Scar King, you know, before she's freed.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been kind of cool, but I get it, you know, it's whatever. It didn't, at the end of the day, it was still a badass fight. I enjoyed it nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, everybody goes back to their respective like homes. Shimu and Kong are now buddies. And Mini Kong was riding Shimu, and Kong is like, "Yo, what's up, apes?"
Yeah, that was pretty Y'all cool. Are all they, free. When they came back to their section of Hollow Earth, and like the little guy was just riding Shimu, and Kong was just there, and he's raises like up his hand. Yeah. Raises up his hand, and it cuts to credits. I'm like, "Yes, bro, Kong is king indeed."
Was there an end credit scene?
There was not.
Okay, I didn't stay. I figured there wasn't.
Is there not going to be another one? There is, right? I'm sure there is. Like, if this one's successful, definitely.
I think they're just playing them by ear now. If they're successful, then they'll make another. But if they're not, then that's it.
Well, that's fair enough. I feel like that's the way to do it, really, because you never know, especially in today's landscape.
Well, like, I'm pretty sure Godzilla versus Kong was supposed to be the end, so.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be the end.
You know what? I'm glad it wasn't. I'm glad we got this movie, because I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I see myself rewatching it sometime. Maybe it's just because I'm a really big Kong guy. I just love apes and anything. I love the Planet of the Apes movies. I love Kong movies. And Kong is definitely the main player in this movie, but, you know, a little bit of Godzilla in there doesn't hurt. You know, I enjoy it. I think it's an above-average movie, and, like, especially as just an action movie, you know, you can just go enjoy. You don't have to put a ton of thought into it. It's great. It's a fun movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's exactly what it needed to be.
I think that, I don't know. I want them to keep making these. I want them to get around to, like, maybe just a solo Godzilla movie again, maybe. You know,
I would like them to do just, instead of including Godzilla and Kong together, I'd like them to do a solo Godzilla and a solo Kong movie again. Because I kind of want to see Kong, because we only got Kong Skull Island with him by himself. Like, I want to see this version of Kong without Godzilla.
Yeah, and I want to see Godzilla without Kong as well. Like, you could do a Kong Skull Island, or you can do, like, another Kong movie and just have it take place in Hollow Earth.
Easily. You know? Especially with this, like, even with this little miniature Kong as a sidekick now, you could do like a Batman and Robin type thing with Kong and this little guy.
Yeah, like you could just make up another threat or something like that. Like, I don't care what they do. They could just do something. But like,
yeah, I mean, if they made Scar King, I think they made a pretty good like threat and villain. Like, he didn't have a ton of depth, like I said, but I think he served his purpose and he was interesting enough.
Yeah. For like Godzilla or whatever, you could do Space Godzilla. Like, you could have Godzilla, Space Godzilla come in, and you could do a solo Godzilla movie with Space Godzilla. And like, you could give Space Godzilla kind of a new look and all that kind of stuff. And there's all kinds of things that they can do. I kind of hope that they do it, you know, and don't let this franchise like die, because it's like the best kind of monster. These movies are consistently better than the last, or the same as the last, which you know, is great.
We got, which I still need to see, but we got Godzilla Minus One yesterday. Like, these characters are both public domain characters. They've been around forever. We could very well get another Kong movie that's outside of this, that's solo, and I'd be fine with that. Like, I kind of just want to see a Kong movie on its own at this point.
Hard to do like a King Kong type movie, because it's like Skull Island is just like where King Kong lives. So you have to go to Skull Island. So it's going to be like the original King Kong movie or like the Peter Jackson one or something like that. Or the, no matter what, they're going back to Skull Island, which I don't necessarily enjoy.
With Godzilla, I don't know if they have to anymore, though, because like, I think we've seen enough of that. Like, how many times have we seen Skull Island with Kong? It's almost like Batman's parents dying at this point. Like, you don't have to show that. You don't. You can just move forward. You can go us after that.
Well, like, what I'm saying, though, is, like, every Godzilla movie they make, Godzilla rises from the bay in, like, Japan. It's just that's where the character comes from, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. A lot of Godzilla, like, stories just take place in Japan, though. Like, I'm pretty sure Minus One takes place in Japan.
Yeah, so does Shin Godzilla. Well, that's because that's where he was created and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, that's, Skull Island is where Kong was made. So it's like, you know, unless you just have, like, a opening credit that's like...
I feel like it's a little different, though, because Japan is a whole-ass country, and Skull Island is just, like, a reserved, remote island.
Well, you could do something like a group of people captured a giant ape known as King Kong, took him to America, he climbed up the Empire State Building, and then he was thought to be dead, and you know now what? He's alive.
These characters are public domain. Why don't we just make a Godzilla movie, and why don't we just make a Kong movie? Let's do it. No, we don't have the budget for the CGI. Never mind.
No, we'll just put on the suits, man. It's all good. You be my enemy for King Kong, and I'll be your enemy for Godzilla, or vice versa. How about that?
I'll just put on a giant ape suit, and you put on a giant Godzilla lizard suit, and we'll shoot a movie.
Yeah, we'll fight each other.
All we'll have to invest in is a camera and a green screen and some editing software, and we got this.
Well, we could get, like, a wrestling ring and just wrestle, you know? And put the World Heavyweight Championship. We could have a ladder match. Oh, my God. Put the World Heavyweight Championship, you know?
The WrestleMania -1 main event is Godzilla versus Kong in a TLC match for the World Heavyweight Universal WWE Women's Tag Team World Championship.
Yeah, and then, like, as we're both trying to get up to the top, you know, then out of nowhere, Superman could run down to the ring and cash in Money in the Bank on us, and then climb the ladder. Well, I guess he wouldn't have to climb the ladder. Fly up and take the World Heavyweight Championship. And then
Lex Luthor comes in with some kryptonite.
Yeah, and then just steals it. And then The Undertaker comes in and tombstones Lex Luthor. And then it's like, next movie. Kong versus The Undertaker, and then Godzilla versus Lex Luthor.
We have all these fictional characters, and then The Undertaker comes in. But I guess The Undertaker is technically a fictional character. Yeah, that's true. Mark Calloway is a real man.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to listen to more of his podcast. I've only, like, listened to a little bit of it, but I'm like, I love The Undertaker. I love hearing what he has to say. So I should just check out his podcast sometime. It's called 6 Feet Under, if you didn't know. This is a free
podcast. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know he had a podcast?
No, I didn't, actually. Is Michelle on it a lot?
I'm not sure. I need to check more out. I think, from what I've seen, it looks like he does it with one of his friends. But I'm sure he probably has Michelle on there every now and then. You would think, anyway.
I like listening to their, like, back and forth kind of dynamic. Because, like, they talk wrestling, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, because Michelle's like, McCool was... Undertaker can offer so much about, like, the ins and outs of the business, because he was there for so long, and he was like Vince's main guy. Like, he was the guy in the locker room. So, you know, anything he says, yeah, like, I hold as truth.
Yeah. And then Michelle can offer, like, a different perspective of how, like, it was for, like, people that weren't exactly, you know, on the Undertaker status, you know? Like, she told that story about how their match was too good, so they had to go redo the entire match.
That still makes no sense to me. That still makes no sense to me. Like, why would you complain about a match being too good? What? Who cares if it's women, bro? That's great. That's awesome that it was women.
That's just the way it was.
I mean, I'm glad it's not like that anymore. I'm glad it's not like that anymore. Because women steal the show half the time. They get the credit they deserve.
And except for in this movie, women did not steal the show, because Rebecca Hall, her character was just kind of, well, I mean, she wasn't bad, but I mean, she wasn't like,
I mean, Mothra, you know, she was the reason Kong didn't die.
Yeah, I guess. But at the end of the day, it was, I'm talking about, like, if you looked at Mothra, would you be like, that's a girl? No, you wouldn't. You'd just be like, that's a monster. You looked at Kong, would you be like, that's a girl? No, that's a monster. Looked at Godzilla, no, that's a monster. You know?
Wow, so monsters don't have genders?
Not in my mind, they don't.
They're just monsters.
Heard it here first. That's my hot take.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I stand there.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say about the movie. It was fun. I think all the action was good. You know, it was entertaining. That's what you want out of these movies. Human characters didn't have a ton of depth, but these movies, like I said, it's not about the human characters.
Yeah, I really highly recommend going and seeing this, just because if they can keep making these movies at this kind of quality, that'd be fucking awesome. That's all I want, are the movies like this.
Yeah, I'd agree. Like, I don't need a story with a ton of death when it's involving Kong and Godzilla. Like, just show me awesome action with these two, and I'll be good with it.
Yeah.
And like, there is some death in, like, Kong's story in this movie. Like, he's looking for a family. Like, he's looking for things that...
Oh, yeah.
He's looking for things that all of us look for. So you can kind of... Oh, you understand.
You know what? I take back what I said. So Rebecca Hall's character and the little girl, they have this like dynamic.
That's Rebecca Hall? I didn't even know that. Oh my God. She looks so different.
Yeah, with the short hair.
Yeah, dude.
She's the same chick from last movie.
Oh, yeah. I remember us talking about that last time too. Because I'm like, oh, she was in the town.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but, she looks nothing like she did in the town. That's why it throws me off.
So, but the little girl says something, and she's like, Rebecca Hall basically tells her, look, where you go, I go, you know, where you are, I am, we are each other's home. And then Rebecca Hall's coming to this realization that, like, this little girl's not going to want to live with her anymore. She's going to want to live amongst her people, you know? And at the end of the movie, the little girl's like, nah, bro, what are you talking about? Like, wherever you go, I go, you know, you're my home. And I was like, oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. I feel like that was Rebecca Hall's character, the doctor's main role throughout the movie. And I got it, but like I kind of wish she had more outside of that.
Yeah,
but still,
she's like the head of the Monarch Kong division or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to dude from last movie, Millie Bobby Brown's dad.
Oh, did he not die in the last movie?
No.
No, he didn't? Okay.
No.
I don't know what happened to any of those characters.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Millie Bobby Brown.
Rebecca Hall and her daughter was the only ones that show up. And the conspiracy theorist guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Trapper wasn't in the last movie, right? I think he said
he's
the beginning.
He's new edition.
Yeah.
Okay. New edition.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he was the best.
I highly, like I said, I highly recommend people do go see this in theaters so it can continue to make its money. And
I'd agree. So I'd like to see another one of these. I'd really like to see another one of these.
Yeah. And like, they're not going to make another one unless this thing doesn't make fucking crazy money. That's why I'm like, yeah, go see this shit in theaters. It's not like one of those movies that it's like, I can just wait till it's on streaming. I mean, you can, but it's like, it's a movie that you don't really have to. I took somebody that had never seen any of these movies prior, and she thoroughly enjoyed it. She's like, yeah, I had zero idea what was going on, but this movie was awesome. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
This is the first one of the, well, no, I saw Kong Skull Island in theaters, but this is the first time I ever saw Godzilla on the big screen, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, like, this is just a good movie going. Like, if you like the movies, but there's not really anything that you want to go see this. You can take people who, like, aren't even that interested. Everybody's going to have a good time. You know, you get your popcorn, you sit down. It's just a good movie-going experience. It does benefit to go see it on the big screen rather than wait for it to come, you like, watch it at home. I, to this day, regret not going and seeing Kong versus Godzilla or Godzilla versus Kong in theaters because I just watched that shit as soon as it dropped on HBO Max.
Same. I kind of wish I saw it in theaters because, like, although the story is not super deep, like the spectacle of it all. Like it would be so much, yeah, so much bigger on a big screen.
Speaking of that, guess what? Guess what I got at the theater?
Oh, what do you get?
I got a poster.
Oh shit. I didn't get a fucking poster. What the hell, man? I haven't I haven't gotten a single poster here. Like, do AMC theaters just not get posters? Because I have not gotten a single poster.
Cinemark for the win, man. Cinemark for the win.
Okay, so this movie, Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, it had a production budget of $135 million. So I'd presume production plus marketing, probably around $200 million budget. It's made $194 million worldwide, so I think it's about to make some money.
Yeah. All right, good deal, good deal.
Bro, it's made $80 million domestic. That's pretty good for an opening weekend.
Good. I just want these movies to continue, you know?
Me too, and I'm happy. Considering the opening weekend this one's had, I think it's on track to make more than the original, but we'll see.
Good.
Which makes sense, because the original came out still, like, we were on the back end of the pandemic era, but, you know, movies were still coming out, like we said, on streaming the same day, so we didn't even go see these movies in theaters.
No, and, like, what's crazy is I'm completely fine with them doing this, like, okay, this movie made its money back, let's make another now, and then they just keep doing that. I don't know.
I'm fine too, as long as they're profiting and the movies are. I would say this is quality for like what it is. Like it's a MonsterVerse movie, you know. Like the action is quality, and that's what I'm looking for in these movies.
I think the big downfall of like a lot of movies, especially the old DC, the DC universe, was like they would build so much for the next movie and the movie that you're currently watching. You can just drop small hints here and there.
That was like, the problem. Yeah, I agree. No, you should not just make a movie purely to set up the next thing. Like, the movie needs to stand on its own.
Yeah, and, like, if they were to say, like, one line of dialogue in this movie is just like, yeah, you know, that's fucking crazy, man. I saw a meteor fly by the other day. It looked like it had a space Godzilla on it. And then they just moved away from it. That'd be fucking awesome. Okay, they set up for another movie. They mentioned that that's a thing that can happen in this universe, right? So it's there now. So then if they go move into like Space Godzilla, it's already, the groundwork's built, you know, that somebody has seen the fucking meteor that had a Space Godzilla on it, you know? Obviously, there's smarter ways to do that shit, but...
I mean, yeah, the thing about these characters, though, is, like, you don't need a lot of groundwork. Just lay a little bit, and they're there. Like, these are established characters just in pop culture. Like, everyone knows these characters.
You can do,
You are at a major advantage with that, which is something DC didn't capitalize on. Mechagodzilla?
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah,
I mean, you did Mechagodzilla, so you could do Mechakong. And I'm glad they didn't do it this movie, so, like, you have a space between Mechagodzilla and Mechakong. So, like, if the next movie was Mechakong, I wouldn't even have a problem with
it. Well, you could do something like a company, like, comes in. Let's say, let me think of a storyline here for Kong. You think of one while I'm talking. You try to think of something that for Space Godzilla, and we'll see who sounds better. All right,
bro.
All
I don't know anything about Godzilla.
I don't know, but you better think of something. All right, so. Here's the groundwork for how you could do Mechakong, all right? So you come in, Hollow Earth, you know, Kong's just ruling around. You got baby Kong. He's kind of grown up a little bit. You know, he's still small, but Kong's trying to teach him the ways of, like, how to fight, how to, like, be a good leader and all this other stuff. Because, you know, Kong knows he's not going to be around forever. So, you know, maybe a couple thousand more years, you know, and he'll have baby Kong, you know, growing up. Well, out of nowhere... all of these, like, Kong keeps finding, like, members of his, like, tribe and stuff dead. And he's like, what the fuck's going on? So come to find out, there's, like, another evil terrorist organization thing that thinks that they have stolen all these prototypes and ideas that Monarch created for the power-ups for Kong and made, like, a Mecha Kong. And what they're doing now is they're trying to... control this Mecha Kong so they can kill our Kong and try to make these apes and stuff be like, okay, this is our new leader now. You know, this is our guy. And then they'll use that to try to gain power and kill Godzilla and let's say fucking, I don't know, you don't see Godzilla in this movie at all, but this is the idea. You know, they use this army of apes to kill Godzilla, and let's say they want to harness the radiation from Godzilla's dead body. They think they can do it, and they're going to make their own nukes, and then they're going to like try to rule the entire world. There you go. There's your movie.
So, considering that the movie is in the same universe, right? Is it like everyone versus Kong, or is it everyone versus Kong and Mini Kong? Like, is Mini Kong still there?
Yeah. Mini Kong's still there.
Heck yeah, bro. Yeah, Mini Kong really grew on me, man. I hated him at the start just because he was kind of a dick. I'm like, bro, why are you being this way towards Kong? He's just trying to be cool with you. And then obviously, you know, he saved Kong a couple times. He's like, okay, this Kong guy, he's pretty cool. He fed me. You know, he hasn't been a dick towards me, even though I've been a dick towards him. So, Space Godzilla, I'm saying instead of on Earth, you know, where Space Godzilla, like, lands and stuff, I don't know anything about the lore of Space Godzilla, but I'm assuming most stuff still takes place on Earth, but he's got...
Yeah, he does. He comes to Earth.
Instead of going to Earth, why does he not just go to another planet and, you know, fight aliens and stuff? So, you know, it brings...
No, Space Godzilla's a bad guy.
Oh, wait, he's a bad guy? So it's Space Godzilla versus Godzilla.
Yeah. So what it was in the original movies, I'm pretty sure, was like this alien race had like they like took some of Godzilla's DNA and they like created this, like, it's not like a mecha or anything like that. They used like their own like cloning process, kind of, I'm pretty sure, and made a Space Godzilla. I might be wrong. I might be mixing a couple movies together, but I think that's how Space Godzilla was created. And then they were just like, all right, fucking fight Godzilla now. So that was Space Godzilla. He's a bad guy. Big bad guy.
Yeah, okay, so I don't have a pitch for this anymore because I was thinking he was a good guy. Because he's Godzilla! But he's an evil version of Godzilla.
He's an evil. Yes.
So is he like a mirror copy of Godzilla? Or
Send you a picture of Space Godzilla here a while back?
I mean, a picture is not going to tell me anything about like what he can do. Like, does he still have the atomic breath like Godzilla? Does he still basically do everything Godzilla does? He's just a space version of Godzilla?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. That's it. That's like it, pretty much. You know, he just looks different.
So he has a power set of Godzilla.
Pretty much. It's basically the exact same.
Okay, I mean, fair enough. I guess Gar King was almost that in reference to Kong. He was like...
He's just an orangutan.
Yeah, he wasn't a mirror version Kong. He was a different kind of ape, but he was still a giant ape with a, you know, a signature weapon. He had the little chain with the thing that was controlling Shimu, and Godzilla, or Kong, had the little axe that he found at the end of the last movie.
Yeah. I sent a picture of Space Godzilla so you could see it now. That's like him.
Oh, yes. I think you have showed me that before. He...
I mean, he looks fucking cool, don't he?
Yeah, he does look cool. I like the little thing on his head, like the horn protruding.
It's like a crown, almost, kind of.
Yeah, it does, yeah. I like that.
But,
I wouldn't mind, like, Space Godzilla being the villain of the next Godzilla Kong if they make another one. But, like you said earlier, I kind of like another solo Godzilla movie with this version of Godzilla and another solo Kong movie with this version of Kong before we get to the next thing where they're past intersecting.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't care. You can tell a Kong story. Oh my God. There you go. You can tell a Kong story, years in the future, years in the past, you know, you can do a lot with Kong. You could put Kong back on Skull Island, you know, in a past story. You can, I don't know, you can tell a future story with Godzilla. There's a lot you can do, and I don't understand. They don't have to keep teaming them up, which I'm not against them teaming them up. It's just you don't get to see a lot of Godzilla, or you don't get to see a lot of Kong, you know, which sucks.
Something I did love about Kong, like, visually in this movie, I'm not sure if it was as noticeable in Godzilla versus Kong, I'd have to rewatch it, or even Kong Skull Island. But all the scars you saw on Kong's
body. Oh, yeah. No, he gets most of those from Godzilla, from the last movie.
Yeah, no, I thought that was awesome, because I thought it was like, they did not have to do that. That's a subtle thing that they added. And, like, obviously, you see Kong plenty throughout the movie, so if you're actually watching, you'll notice. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed that. I'm like, oh, okay, so, like, there are repercussions from previous movies. Like, this dude has gone through some shit. He's been in some battle.
Yeah, I enjoy that myself. I think that's really, that's a good attention to detail right there. Like, it wouldn't bother me if it wasn't there. But the fact that they, like, went ahead and put it in makes me like, okay, I like this.
Yeah, I really liked it. So he didn't have those before, or as many.
Yeah,
of them,
he makes. Yeah, not as many, I don't think, but I think he did have them. But
I mean, that makes sense. Kong is like ages old.
Yeah, I guess we can rate this now.
Yeah, what's your grading scale for this movie?
How many apes do you think you could take down?
Oh man, how many apes do I think I can take down? So apes that are not Kong, correct?
Yeah, no, Scar King's lackeys. So,
Scar King's lackeys, not Scar King, not Kong. I'm going to say I could probably take like three of them before they got to me.
Three of them? Oh, keep in mind, you're the same size as Godzilla and Kong and stuff.
Okay. I'm the same size as Kong. I could probably take like, I don't know. They were attacking Kong all at once. They kind of got to him. But I feel like I could take at least like 15 of them before they overwhelmed me.
15? I'd say about 12 probably, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, I mean, think about it. If you're a giant person, you may have a gun. Who knows? You know, we're not making the rules up here.
So, yeah, that's true. You know. If you are a person, you probably would have a gun. You might have a giant gun.
Yeah. Yeah, a giant gun. It could be a giant rail gun. And you just blast holes through them before it finally needs a cooldown. And you're just like, well, shit, kind of screwed now.
Yeah, so however many bullets are in the chamber if you got a giant gun, that's probably how many apes you'll be able to take.
Yeah, so I'm saying about 12, you know. About 12. You're saying about 15.
You're saying about 12 rounds, huh?
Yeah, 12 rounds featuring Randy Orton.
Or John Cena.
Yeah, or John Cena. That's who they need to put in the next one, John Cena.
Well, you
just put a giant John Cena in there next to Kong and Godzilla.
We'll definitely be talking about Randy Orton our next episode, though, because we'll be predicting the WrestleMania 40 card.
The WrestleMania 40 card.
Hey, I'm pretty hyped for WrestleMania 40, all things considered. Like, they've been doing a pretty good build to it.
I agree. Very much.
Yeah.
Kong versus Godzilla, or Kong X Godzilla, the new empire.
Yes, it was. And if you haven't seen it, I'd recommend it personally. For what it was, I think it's what it needed to be. I think it was a perfectly enjoyable Kong Godzilla movie with entertaining action, and that's what I was looking for.
Brayden, where can people listen to this?
Well, if you're not listening already, you can listen to it at The Red Arrow on YouTube, TheRedArrow_DC, if you're looking for the actual tag. Or you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find your podcast. That's so random. And you can find a bunch of other stuff.
What do you got coming up on the YouTube, you say?
On the YouTube. Well, I will definitely be discussing, Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 2 is coming out next month. I'll definitely be discussing that once it comes out. So for anyone that's a DC animation fan, you should go subscribe. Other than that, I'll for sure, you know, be here with this show. That's so random. We'll be discussing WrestleMania 40 soon, and we'll be discussing the X-Men franchise further as we lead into Deadpool 3. And got some stuff over at Giggle Gorilla Studios, my other podcast with my other co-host. We'll be talking about Jordan Peele soon. We'll probably be discussing Monkey Man once it releases next week. So that's what you can expect on the Red Arrow channel on YouTube.
Wow. Sounds like you got quite a bit of stuff planned out here.
You know, a little bit. We got WrestleMania 40 coming up. We got some decent movies coming up. So it's a good time to be a wrestling and a movie fan.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it then.
That is it for Godzilla Kong, the new empire.
All I have to say is when you look among the stars, no, there are cybernetic organisms everywhere. Bye!